Unit 6, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. We all know that smoking is not allowed in public places. We all know that smoking is not allowed in public places.
Two, Alice, look at that dress. It's the latest fashion. Alice, look at that dress. It's the latest fashion.
Three, to enjoy ourselves, we often have picnics in the suburbs. To enjoy ourselves, we often have picnics in the suburbs.
4. Tony usually has his breakfast at home. Tony usually has his breakfast at home.
5. You can keep the book till next Friday, but remember to return it on time. You can keep the book till next Friday, but remember to return it on time.
6. The Whites have just moved into a new flat with two big living rooms. The Whites have just moved into a new flat with two big living rooms.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the questions you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 7.What's your hobby, Mike?
I like fishing. I'm going fishing this weekend. What about you, Mary?
I like swimming very much.
Question: What does Mike like doing?
What's your hobby, Mike?
I like fishing. I'm going fishing this weekend. What about you, Mary?
I like swimming very much.
Question: What does Mike like doing?8. Do I have to wash these clothes? I hate doing washing by hand.
Well, why not leave them for the washing machine? You just need to press the buttons, then everything will be okay.
Question: What is the man going to do? Do I have to wash these clothes? I hate doing washing by hand.
Well, why not leave them for the washing machine? You just need to press the buttons, then everything will be okay.
Question.What is the man going to do? 9. Let's go for a picnic tomorrow afternoon.
If it's a nice day.
Question: What does the woman mean? Let's go for a picnic tomorrow afternoon.
If it's a nice day.
Question: What does the woman mean?
10. I'd like to go to the opening ceremony of that new museum.
Me too. We can also visit some shows from the different countries there.
Question: Where are they going for a visit? I'd like to go to the opening ceremony of that new museum.
Me too. We can also visit some shows from the different countries there.
Question: Where are they going for a visit?
11. How long did you stay in England? For a month?
For nearly half a year. I spent 5 months studying in England and 1 week traveling to another two countries.
Traveling is also a good way to study English.
Question: How much time did the woman spend studying in England?
How long did you stay in England? For a month?
For nearly half a year. I spent 5 months studying in England.And 1 week traveling to another two countries.
Traveling is also a good way to study English.
Question: How much time did the woman spend studying in England?
12. Alice, why are you at home now? Didn't you go for a picnic this morning?
No, it was raining hard, and I had to come back home watching TV.
Question: Why didn't Alice go for a picnic this morning? Alice, why are you at home now? Didn't you go for a picnic this morning?
No, it was raining hard, and I had to come back home watching TV.
Question: Why didn't Alice go for a picnic this morning?
How did your parents like the holiday on Hainan Island, Jack?
My father thought it was wonderful, although there were too many people there.
How about your mother?
My mother enjoyed her stay.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? How did your parents like the holiday on Hainan Island, Jack?
My father thought it was wonderful, although there were too many people there.
How about your mother?
My mother enjoyed her stay.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
I hear you will take part in the speech contest next week.
Oh no, I've changed for the singing competition. I'm worrying about it these days.
Don't worry. You will succeed if you are confident enough.
Question: What does the man mean?
I hear you will take part in the speech contest next week.
Oh no, I've changed for the singing competition. I'm worrying about it these days.
Don't worry. You will succeed if you are confident enough.
Question: What does the man mean?
listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Smith had to travel somewhere on business, and he was in a hurry. He decided to go by air. He liked sitting beside the window when he was flying. When he got on the plane, he looked for a window seat. He was so glad to find the last one.There was a soldier sitting in the seat beside this one. Mr. Smith was surprised that the soldier had not taken the one by the window. Anyhow, he at once went towards it. When he reached it, however, he saw that there was a notice on it. It was written in ink and said, "This seat is kept for proper load balance, thank you." Mr. Smith had never seen such an unusual notice in a plane before.But he thought that the plane must be carrying something particularly heavy in it. So he walked on and found another empty seat, not beside a window to sit in. Two or three people tried to sit in the window seat beside the soldier, but they also read the notice and went on. When the plane was nearly full, a very beautiful girl hurried into the plane. The soldier, who was watching the passenger coming in,quickly took the notice off the seat beside himself. And in this way, he succeeded in having the company of the girl during the whole trip. Mr. Smith had to travel somewhere on business, and he was in a hurry. He decided to go by air. He liked sitting beside the window when he was flying. When he got on the plane,He looked for a window seat. He was so glad to find the last one. There was a soldier sitting in the seat beside this one. Mr. Smith was surprised that the soldier had not taken the one by the window. Anyhow, he at once went towards it. When he reached it, however, he saw that there was a notice on it. It was written in ink and said,This seat is kept for proper load balance, thank you. Mr. Smith had never seen such an unusual notice in a plane before. But he thought that the plane must be carrying something particularly heavy in it. So he walked on and found another empty seat, not beside a window to sit in. Two or three people tried to sit in the window seat beside the soldier, but they also read the notice and went on.When the plane was nearly full, a very beautiful girl hurried into the plane.
The soldier who was watching the passenger coming in quickly took the notice off the seat beside himself, and in this way he succeeded in having the company of the girl during the whole trip.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Sally was a student. It was going to be her mother's birthday. She wanted to buy her a present that would be nice and useful, but not expensive. She went shopping after a quick and simple lunch. Then she found a shop that was selling cheap umbrellas, and she decided to take a black one. She thought,Mom can carry it when she is wearing clothes of any color. So she bought a lovely black umbrella and took it to school with her until her class finished. On her way home, on the train, she felt hungry because she had so little for lunch. So she decided to buy something to eat. She left the umbrella on her seat. But when she got back, it had gone. Sally began to cry. The other passengers felt very sorry for her.And asked what was the matter. She told them the black umbrella she bought for her mother had gone, and she had to get off at the next station. After three passengers heard this, they asked for her mother's address so that they could send the umbrella to her if someone took it by mistake and brought it back. And now a week passed. Sally got a letter from her mother. It said, Thank you very much for your lovely gifts, but...Why do you send me three black umbrellas? Sally was a student. It was going to be her mother's birthday. She wanted to buy her a present that would be nice and useful, but not expensive. She went shopping after a quick and simple lunch. Then she found a shop that was selling cheap umbrellas, and she decided to take a black one. She thought,Mom can carry it when she is wearing clothes of any color. So she bought a lovely black umbrella and took it to school with her until her class finished. On her way home, on the train, she felt hungry because she had so little for lunch. So she decided to buy something to eat. She left the umbrella on her seat. But when she got back, it had gone. Sally began to cry. The other passengers felt very sorry for her.And asked what was the matter. She told them the black umbrella she bought for her mother had gone, and she had to get off at the next station. After three passengers heard this, they asked for her mother's address so that they could send the umbrella to her if someone took it by mistake and brought it back. And now a week passed. Sally got a letter from her mother. It said, Thank you very much for your lovely gifts, but...Why do you send me three black umbrellas?